Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Relief package announced yesterday by Governor Doug Burgum, State Tax Commissioner Brian Crocius, Representative Craig Hedlund, and other legislators. Craig heads up the House Finance and Tax Committee. He's going to join us later today on the program, as is Brian Crocius, to talk a little bit about this. Whenever it comes to tax relief, the pain point that most North Dakotans feel is in property taxes. And there have been debates over the years about this income tax to say, I've always said, if for no other reason, branding. South Dakota doesn't have a state income tax. And while ours is a small percentage of your federal obligation, it still is the kind of thing that we ought to be able to brag about. The more ways we give North Dakotans their money back, the better, in my book. But I want to get your take on that today. I have some guests related to that coming up on the program. And it's official. Joe Biden, by the stroke of a pen, is taking $300 billion of your money and forgiving student loans up to $20,000 in some cases. $125,000 or less in income gets you a $10,000 get out of jail free card on your student loan. Why are they doing
this? I got hairy legs.
Don't let him in here.
Why are they doing this? Who's paying for this? All questions we could fairly ask today on the program. We have an epic exchange between Peter Ducey and the White House press secretary, and my other favorite, Peter Ducey and the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona. So,
Is Peter Ducey the only conservative media? Is he the only guy that's allowed to ask? I mean, he's the only guy allowed in. Is that the thing?
Well, there's like Newsmax has a correspondent there. There's others.
They never
as well.
Call on him though.
They
that's
don't.
The thing. Okay,
don't.
Got
yeah.
it. Got it.
He's one of the big cable channels, so of course he's in the front row and he actually gets to ask. Yeah, and it's pretty good. We're going to play this clip in a little bit here because I want you to help me decipher what the White House press secretary is saying. I honestly can't tell.
You know what I've come up with? And see, Todd, see if you agree with this. The White House press secretary is like Charlie Brown's teacher, but she actually says words. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to put it.
She's like, but it's actually really real words coming out.
You're saying the meaning's the same as Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, it's just nothing there.
Yeah.
It's like Charlie Brown's teacher, but with real words.
Wow.
There she is.
What else have we got for you today? We're going to talk to Kerry Cutting. Kerry's a board member of Freedom Matters USA. We come to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios each day now. And Freedom Matters USA is bringing Candace Owens to North Dakota. So we'll talk with Kerry a little bit about that. September 15th, by the way, if you haven't heard this yet, Bismarck Event Center. Put that on your calendar.
You got a couch available, Todd? I might be a crash in there.
There you go.
Figure it out. I'm coming. I'm going.
Yeah, you can't miss this.
Yes, stalker.
Can't miss this.
I don't know about having the police come to my house.
No, I'm not a stalker. I'm a fan.
We'll also talk with Bill Chaves, who is the athletic director of the University of North Dakota. They got an interesting project they're doing a groundbreaking on today. 5-story Memorial Village And a lot of their athletics, coaching staff, administration, academic services for student athletes will be there in these market rate apartments on the upper floors. So interesting concept. We'll talk about that too. We welcome your calls, your questions, your comments, as always, on What's on Your Mind. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. Linda in Fargo is waiting to chat here. Let's go to Linda. Hello, Linda. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I am concerned about the midterms because they are shipping these illegals all over the country. We probably think we have a red state, and it's probably blue. And I read on the Epic Times that they are handing out these cell phones to illegals, and they're already set up so that they can vote in the midterms on TikTok. Has anybody heard about that?
No, I've not heard about that. But how would you vote on TikTok? What in the world is that, I wonder?
I did read about that yesterday. You know, I'll bring it up. It's like some sort of an election watchdog TikTok thing. Yeah, I mean, it's a real deal. I saw it yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll dig into it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all we need.
Good for you on reading Epic Times, by the way, Linda. Yep. That's a great resource.
I love it.
It is the best.
I'd like some answers. Just ridiculous.
Well, just the sheer numbers are going to impact some things.
Yeah, it's got TikTok's new elections center is a massive threat to national security on the Federalist website. Yeah. TikTok just unveiled an election center that will put detailed voter profiles in the hands of a company based in Beijing. And it goes on. Go to thefederalist.com.
But you can't vote through TikTok. What is that?
No, it's like a way to track candidates, and I would imagine election center. All thing is right here.
We'll do a little digging, Linda. Okay.
Yeah.
What could go wrong with that, Sam?
No. Yeah. Right.
Appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Good tip. Blake and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Blake.
Hey, speaking of what kind of tax relief people want, I'm wondering, is there a way to find out what the overall tax burden of each state is, or has there ever been a ranking? Because South Dakota doesn't have state income tax. Minnesota and Montana don't have sales tax. We have it all here in North Dakota. State income tax, sales tax, high property taxes. I'm just wondering where we rank as a state tax burden versus some of the other states.
I think we're middle of the pack. I've seen it before. It's been a while. Americans for Tax Reform does this. And they've been after North Dakota to eliminate that income tax for some time, but it all adds up, right? So to me, tax relief is tax relief. Get it any way you can. But the percentage of North Dakota's tax burden on actual income taxes is low because it's a small percentage of the federal. So it's not. I mean, property taxes are the big bite on your overall tax bill. But the numbers I've seen as far as rankings have us about middle of the pack.
I think that's what's important to people. I don't think people are too easily tricked by, hey, move to South Dakota, we don't have a state income tax, but yet they get you for hunting fees and licensing fees and God knows everything else, because I have some land down in South Dakota. So I think that's what people are most concerned about. Okay, what is your overall tax burden? That's what I think people are going to be looking at.
Yeah, no, good points, Blake. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Speaking of South Dakota and no income tax, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thank you, Scott, for taking my call. I'll get right to my point. I'm a proponent of repealing the 16th Amendment altogether. It's only been in place since 1913, and I think we can go back to collecting taxes the way we did between 1789 and 1913, apportioned taxes, go back to the way our founding fathers intended it.
Who can argue with what Ryan's saying there, fellas?
Not me.
We need a complete reset on what the Founding Fathers have. My favorite is the 10th Amendment. You know, the 10th Amendment said, hey, the states, you go ahead and create the federal government.
So much brilliance in that document, I wouldn't know where to start.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean...
And if it doesn't say it somewhere else in the Constitution, guess what?
It ain't happening.
You can't do it. Yes, good point. Good point, Ryan. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you.
Well, open phone time. An executive order, and I can do what I want.
I'm a pen, I'm not afraid to use it.
Including...
Let me just tell you that.
$300 billion with a stroke of a pen. Ouch. Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind, 16 past the hour. When we come back, a little present for you. A word salad present. And hopefully some translation services are available in our audience to answer the very simple questions that Peter Ducey from Fox News is asking of the Education Secretary and the White House Press Secretary. When we continue, 258-0550, call us.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch, just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To get the wheels turning round and round in my head. Top shelf in Cuervo, I know it's gonna stir up every memory she left. Still burns, I can't die. But when I think of
here's what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA, lasagna.
What I'm drinking on tonight.
Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tater Tot Hot Dish or Cheese Bake, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th and I-29. tater tot hot dish. You kidding me? Ooh. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue. Meatloaf today, both at 45th in Fargo and Glendon, and Salisbury Steak in Yulin. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Take a couple more calls here, and then I have to have some word salad, Kev. I just do.
I got it ready to go.
Frank in South Dakota, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Frank.
Hello, Scott. I feel that this is discrimination against the people that did pay their loans and some of us that didn't take loans because we knew we didn't want an extra loan hanging over our heads. A group should just get together and go for a discrimination lawsuit. That should stop it.
Oh, interesting thought on how to counteract. By the way, that very point was presented to the education secretary in the Biden administration by Peter Ducey. Listen, he finally just gives up. On the questioning. Listen to this, Frank. You're gonna like
this. Those who are saying it's not fair, look, the aim of this is really to address the effects of the pandemic. It's my responsibility to make sure that people aren't coming out of the pandemic worse off than they were at the beginning.
But to the fairness question, the people that are sitting at home,
right,
having just paid off their student loans or having paid them off, right, years ago, what's in it for them?
Right. Well, look, when we address some of the issues that could lead to default payments or default borrowers in the future, that affects everyone. We should be proud that we're able to help Americans that need help right now, just like we help businesses, small businesses during the pandemic. You know, it's about making sure we're taking care of Americans and investing in our economy and in our people.
But just the final one on this.
Sure.
The people that already paid their student loans,
right,
they don't get anything out of this deal.
Right.
That's right. Okay.
To those who are saying it's not fair.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
There she goes.
There you go. Go ahead, Frank.
We have to remember that Obama took over the student loans in
exactly.
America.
Federalized.
And immediately raised the interest rates and set this whole thing up, kind of a plan to divide us and you know, separate us and make us mad at each other. And there's no way that a guy that paid his loan should have to pay the next guy's.
Yeah,
thank
great
you.
Points. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Here's a little of Peter Ducey with the White House press secretary, KG.
You sure? Okay, here you go.
White House briefing right now.
If you look at the end of this coming end of the fiscal year, $1.7 trillion that we have deduced brought down the deficit.
What?
That matters. That matters. And if you look at the Inflation Reduction Act, it's going to add another $300 billion. It's going to bring down the deficit again.
And you might spend $300 to $900 billion extra. So you can do that and not...
But here's the thing. What we are trying to do here, we are doing this responsibly. You heard directly from the president. This is something that is going to be important for middle class Americans. When you think about 90% of the folks who are going to actually benefit from this,
what?
Are making $75,000 or less, and you think about what Republicans did just a couple of years ago, they signed off on a $2 trillion tax cut for the wealthy and did not provide any way to pay for that. And that, again, here's what we have done. Here's
a lot about how much it might cost, it might not cost. Who is paying for this?
What we are saying is the work that this administration has done, the work that the Democrats in Congress has done, is actually there. And you see that the $1.7 trillion deficit deduction that you see is going to benefit us in being able to do something for the middle class. This is about doing something for people who make less than $125,000. $1.7 trillion.
Answer the question, lady.
No, two more minutes of that. I can't.
God.
There's no answer anywhere in there. And by the way, you're making $125,000 a year and you can't afford a student loan payment? Are you kidding me? Really?
Well,
wow.
It's the pandemic.
I didn't realize lower incomes were $125,000. I think we should all get raises then.
It's inflation they cause.
Lower incomes.
My favorite is the fuzzy math here. Oh, yeah. Well, we have some pixie dust here with the reduction in the deficit. Actually, the reduction in the deficit came from Donald Trump's roaring economy. That's
where
that came from.
Yeah, you can thank him for the manufacturing and the NAFTA rescinding and a lot of it. You know, and then you look at the endowment. Have you talked about that at all? I mean, the Harvard endowment is $60 billion. The Yale endowment is $40 billion. Yeah. I did some digging on this earlier. What would you guess is the endowment at, say, the University of Iowa? What would you guess? $3.1 billion. Iowa State, $1.7 billion. These are small universities in the Midwest that are banked over $1 billion. You think they would be capable of getting a hold of their graduates that are dealing with, maybe they're making less than $75,000. They want to help those people out. The people that benefited from all these years of, you know.
Now you're talking school by school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can probably come up with enough money to make sure that the graduates that benefited from their, you know, that they benefited from could be taken care of if they're overburdened.
Let me get one more call in here before the bottom of the hour when we're going to talk a little bit about the details from Fox News as Jared Halpin's going to walk us through who
I like him.
If she can't answer the question, how about an answer from somebody that actually can tell us who's paying for this? Clinton Bismarck, got a minute. Go.
Hey, on property tax, I don't know if anyone really pays close attention to their statement or not, but in Bismarck, North Dakota, 55% of your tax is between the school and park board. And your local park board just accepted a $15 million bid on an ice rink that was budgeted for $10 million. So instead of waiting a year and maybe rebidding it when some costs come down, full steam ahead. In one of the highest building years there was, we broke ground on two schools. So we've got some irresponsible people on these boards, and that's 55% of your taxes between those two. And that is what a state reduction on the school board or school tax at 42%, that's already with a state reduction. So
answer me this question, Clint. You're absolutely right. The schools are the lion's share of the property tax tab, and yet this last election we had miserable low turnout for school board elections. What is going on there?
Horrible. I don't know. And that's why I'm bringing this up today, because we need to address this. We can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in Fargo, and we spend a third more than we have budgeted for a new building in Bismarck. And you just built a new building, and if it was 33% over your budget, would you have just pushed ahead?
Great point.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the problem if you're in D.C., absolutely.
Real money versus somebody else's money. Open.
Bingo.
Clint, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. We will check in on hopefully some actual answers, not word salad on the student loan pay for.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Russian missiles struck a train station and house in eastern Ukraine and killed at least 22 people. President Biden spent another $3 billion Wednesday to support Ukraine's military in the months ahead.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi from 1 year ago. And now Democrat President Biden has added another tax to the American people in a time of financial recession. His student loan forgiveness, of $10,000 to $20,000 per student is now going to be paid back by you and me. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality pros.
In a blender with ice.
Most everybody now believes that the era of a pandemic is something that is going to be here for some time. And there are tools in the toolbox that H.A. Thompson & Son can help you with. They've used these for long-term care facilities, for schools, for health care, and they can use them for your home and your business. They are part of a particular component that goes into your HVAC system, so they really make this easy with indoor air quality. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. 28 before the top of the hour. Jared Halpern is here from Fox News. And help us try and sort this out, what exactly happened yesterday. Jared, thanks for the time. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
Let me start with this. Does the president have authority to do this?
It's a good question. The Department of Education believes it has the authority to do this because of an existing law called the Heroes Act, passed in the aftermath of 9/11, that gave broad discretion to the Secretary of Education. Is it related to the student loans and financial hardships during a national emergency? Recall, COVID has been a national emergency, and so that is the authorization that the administration says that it has to do this. It's also why it is narrowly tailored in the way that it is, that this would only apply to loans that have existed since June of this year and prior, so not new loans that are being taken out currently, right? And why it is sort of being put forward with another pandemic response that is ending. You'll recall that the Trump administration and then the Biden administration consecutively after that put a freeze on payments for federal student loans. So borrowers have not had to pay those monthly payments on federal student loans if they've not wanted to over the course of the pandemic. That is ending at the end of this year, President Biden says. And so these two things are sort of happening concurrent with one another. People will start paying their loans again, just as some are getting relief on their existing student loans.
Some may remember that Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, July of last year, said Biden did not have the executive authority to issue debt forgiveness, saying that would be illegal and has to be an act of Congress. This is from Pelosi. Saying, quote, people think the president of the United States has the power of debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have the power. This has to be an act of Congress. The president can't do it. It's not even a discussion. Not everybody realizes that, but the president can only postpone, delay, and not forgive. So what is Pelosi saying now?
Listen, again, I think it depends on what you're talking about. One of the proposals that Speaker Pelosi was opposed to and was talking about in reference to that was some of the proposals that were coming from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, who want this to be much more expansive than what it currently is. They want to basically eliminate
student debt. They want to rebuild the entire federal student loan process. And so they are slightly different in what she was talking about and what is happening now. And again, the White House says that they are using some very specific authority here. Will this be challenged in court? I absolutely think that it will be. And we will find out, right, whether or not the Department of Education is using the authority in the way that it is. Because, you know, as we use these terms, sort of canceling debt, forgiving debt, that is this sort of easy to understand term. It could be that this is something a little bit different, where they simply are not ever going to ask for payment on up to $10,000 of a loan. Right? That's the same thing as sort of eliminating debt from a legal standpoint, from an authority standpoint. That's going to be, I think, where these questions rest when you talk about the legal authority, particularly if this faces a challenge, as it's expected to.
Yeah, and a challenge, I would think, even on the question of what defines a national emergency, right? Here we are, how far removed.
I mean, courts have upheld that up to this point, because there have been other things that, you know, the CDC has done and other steps that have taken that have all been sort of in context of a national health emergency. But you're right, that's a question, too, as far as how long does a national emergency last and sort of the ability for that to be implemented. But again, they are tying it to that, which is why this would not apply to, say, loans that are being taken out now for this new crop of undergraduates, right? But instead, loans that were taken out years ago, that the payments have been deferred, delayed for the last 2 years.
Peter Ducey, your colleague in the briefing room yesterday, really pressed on the question of, you know, how do you pay for this? He didn't get much of an answer out of the White House press secretary. You know, if you dig into the details, Jared, who's paying for it? How are they paying for it?
Well, I mean, again, it sort of comes down to the idea of how you define paying for. This is not an appropriation in the sense that this is like the government sending out $10,000 to people, right? So it's not a new expense. It is a loss of money that has already been spent that was supposed to be recouped, right? What the administration has pointed to is that some of that will be made up because people will start repaying these loans that they haven't been paying for nearly 2 years. And that they argue that the deficit reduction that has been underway will more than make up for what's not going to be collected through these loans. But you're right. That is a question, because the administration at the same time in that briefing yesterday was unable to sort of say how much they think this is ultimately going to cost, because they don't know how many people are going to take advantage of this program. This is not automatic. You do not automatically get this debt forgiven or canceled. You have, there's an application process. You have to sort of take that initiative on your own. They don't know what the response rate's going to be. Just because a debt is forgiven up to $10,000 doesn't mean that's what everybody's going to be eligible for, right? If you have $4,000 remaining on your federal loan, the benefit's $4,000. You don't get like $6,000 to just like put back in your account, right? And so there are questions not only about sort of the deficit reduction and whether or not that's going to cover this cost, but also what's the total cost they're going to be? What's it going to mean for inflation? What's it going to mean for the overall cost of colleges and universities? That has been another part of this discussion, the just skyrocketing cost of a four-year college degree, right? And does this incentivize colleges to bring down their tuition costs? That's a long-term conversation that lawmakers are now saying they want to have.
Speaking of the price tag, I heard Ducey yesterday say $300 billion to $900 billion. Do we have any, you know, estimate on that? I mean, what?
Well, again, that's the range, right? Anywhere between $300 and $900 billion. Again, because the administration says they don't know yet what the response rate's going to be. How many people are going to ask for debt forgiveness? How many people are going to take advantage of this program? Remember, there are caps on income. So just because you took out a loan with the Department of Education doesn't mean that the income levels that you would have had when you took out that loan are the same as what they are now, right? And that's why the administration sort of has this sort of broad range. I've seen that those same numbers, sort of $600 and $900 billion. But again, it's based on what the response rate is for folks who are taking this step to get their student loans forgiven or partially forgiven or canceled or partially canceled. Keep in mind, too, that the administration's also trying to figure out how much is going to be coming in once people start repaying these loans. How many are going to ask for extensions versus are ready to start paying right away? About a third, believe it or not, of student loan holders have continued to make their payments even with this pause. And so that's they're also trying to sort of gauge what's the incoming going to be, not just what the outgoing is going to be.
But the best case scenario is this gets added to the deficit, it sounds like.
Well, I suppose, again, because it's student loans coming in is sort of money that is being recouped by the government that they would not recoup. So I suppose that's true. It does not, I don't think at this point, going to be sort of a congressional authorization of spending new money, but it is money that is not going to be there. And generally, you would count that against the deficit, yes.
Why are they doing this? What is the, obviously there's the stated and then wink, wink, nod, nod that everybody thinks it is. But what's your take on why they're doing this?
Well, President Biden ran on it, first of all, on trying to ease the burden of college loans. The college has become far less affordable than it was a generation ago, in that particularly younger professionals are entering the workforce with a tremendous amount of debt that has been hampering their ability to, you know, buy a home and do other things that ultimately could help the economy. So that's one side of it, right, is that they believe that there is an economic upside to this. The other side is, as we've said, there have been progressives in the Democratic Party that have wanted to sort of overhaul the entire federal student loan process. This does not do that, though it does, right, and it's not getting as much attention, and perhaps it should get a little bit more attention, that in addition to the student loan forgiveness aspect of this, the $10,000 or $20,000 if you receive the Pell Grant, it rewrites some of the rules as it relates to collecting and the payment of student loans, how much borrowers have to pay against their income, against their discretionary income, trying to reduce those costs, again, to make this a little bit less burdensome over time. So that is something moving forward that would be implemented as this loan repayment process begins again on January 1st.
They have to think it's a political winner. I question whether it is, because if just the ire this has raised from a lot of people who, you know, didn't receive this benefit. It's not fair. Somebody that's paid off their loans, doesn't get that benefit. Is it your sense that they think it's a political winner, but that might not be the case?
I have no idea how it's going to play out politically. This is brand new. I've heard those same concerns. The White House has heard those same concerns. They were asked about those concerns yesterday. We heard from Susan Rice, who is domestic policy advisor for President Biden, who acknowledged that that's true, that there are going to be people who paid off their loans, did not get this benefit. But that is true of every government program. You started at some point, and if the government didn't start programs based on previous generations not getting it, that there would never be anything done for people, right? And so that's, I guess that, I don't know if that's a satisfactory answer or not, but that certainly is the way that the White House is looking at it. They also argue that this does have broader economic impacts beyond just those borrowers who would benefit from this program.
Fascinating. Well, great report. Appreciate the insight and analysis, Jared. Appreciate your work at Fox News. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jared Halperin from Fox News with really, a report that in my mind is better than most anything I've heard in the soundbite world of, television coverage of any of this. So appreciated at least getting some facts that are not easy to get out of this administration, as we well know, fellas. 16 before the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kerry Cutting. Kerry is a board member of Freedom Matters USA, the folks that are bringing, wait for it, Candace Owens to North Dakota, September 15th, 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. All the details for that are at freedommattersusa.com. We'll talk about one of the top political, most recognized, influential voices in the conservative movement, Candace Owens, coming to North Dakota when we come back. And we'll tackle the income tax reduction proposal. Next hour. Stay tuned.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Talking up to 66% off everything at MyPillow.com. That's right. The guy trying to save our country, Mike Lindell, needs your help. The big box stores cancel them. The banks cancel them. Walmart cancels them. Just keep on a-coming, one hit after another. And he is like the Energizer Bunny, just, thank you, ma'am, may I have another? Unbelievable. So he just said, this is due up to 66% off everything. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Take your pick. They haven't had those slippers yet. They are running low now on slippers because they're just flying off the shelf. They're fantastic. Slip-on or the moccasins. They also have sandals now, too. Everything up to 66% off. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Coming to you live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind, and Kerry Cutting, a board member with Freedom Matters USA, joins us to talk about a big event, September 15th in Bismarck. Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. Is this great or what? Kerry, how are you doing?
I am great, Scott, and thank you for having me on your show. It's been a while.
It has been, and Carrie was a guest on many issues over the years for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and now in a new role as a board member of Freedom Matters USA. Glad to have you on the program. Tell folks what you want them to know about Freedom Matters USA.
Well, Scott, as you said, I am a board member of Freedom Matters USA, and Freedom Matters USA essentially is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We have three main pillars, and we support a strong North Dakota economy. We support an excellent education for our young people, and we support civic engagement. The organization wants to provide citizens of North Dakota with leadership tools and to help them to be engaged on the issues that are important in North Dakota. Essentially, as we were talking about, economy, education, and then being involved, having your voice heard.
What is your sense of people's, desire to be involved right now? Do you think that the frustration level, given the last 2 years of what's happened to the country under the Biden administration, has driven people to want to be more active, or to sort of, hey, I'm going to opt out. I'm just going to keep my head down and do what I do. What is your sense of the mood of folks right now, Carrie?
I think there's a bigger desire to be more engaged. However, what keeps people from being engaged is really who's going to lead us. I know most of the country really wants to follow a strong leader. And even in civic engagement at the county level in North Dakota, they want to be led. They want to be given tools. They want to be given strategies. And so that's part of what Freedom Matters USA is doing, is providing those tools and strategies. And as we do that, we see more and more people getting engaged because they don't feel like they have to create those tools and strategies themselves. They're concerned that maybe they don't have a clue where to start. And we help them get started.
And when you talk about civic engagement, Candace Owens is a conservative icon. She really is amazing. And to have her coming for Freedom Matters USA, getting people engaged, getting them motivated, getting them excited, I can't think of anybody better than Candace Owens. Talk about this event.
Well, it's going to be a great event. And as you mentioned previously, it is September 15th. 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. It's going to be a small audience. There are only 3,000 tickets, and we've already have 800 of them spoken for. So we expect this to be a really big event. We expect it to be sold out. There are sponsorships available. Please go to freedommattersusa.org and find out how to get tickets and also how to sign up for a sponsorship. I'm very excited about Candace Owens being there, being in Bismarck. This is a big deal for Freedom Matters USA, and we are going to have a bigger audience than Charlie Kirk, a bigger audience than Peter McCullough and some of the other conservative speakers who have been invited to talk to our citizens in our state. So we're very excited about this and very excited about the message that Candace Owens is going to provide to North Dakota. I've heard some of the messages she's provided across the country, and one I heard very recently was that she constantly feels like a kindergarten teacher, that some of the things that she discusses are things that we should have all learned before we went to first grade. For example, nothing is free, and with the recent, right? And with the recent student loan debt forgiveness coming from the federal government, we're all going to find out that nothing is free. She's also going to speak about how white supremacy is not the biggest issue one of the biggest issues facing the black and brown communities in the United States. She feels there are much bigger issues. She said if she was going to make a list of 100 different items that are facing our communities of diversity and underserved communities, it wouldn't be white.
No kidding. No kidding. This event will fill your bucket. This is going to fill your bucket, folks. Freedom Matters USA, kudos for bringing Candace Owens. September 15th, 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Go to freedommattersusa.com for all the details. Tickets start at $20. Great deal. freedommattersusa.com. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate
it. Kronk here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Kronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Kronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.